The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Soccer, high school, tractor pulls.
Kanye.
Kanye. I don't think it's Kanye anymore, though.
Well, I'm pretty sure he still goes by Kanye.
No, he changed his name.
No, but what is the whole thing that he's been
Donda,
doing?
Donda? Listening parties? I don't know. I can't.
It's the name of the album, isn't it?
He changed his name, though, right?
Is it Donda?
What?
Is it supposed to be, like, he's Spanish?
What did Gabe say?
He just goes by Ye, excuse me.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Donda Ye?
It's Ye, isn't it?
Well, it's Y-E, but I think it's because it's Kanye. So I think he just goes by Y-E is Yay.
God, this is such a not hip show for us.
Yeah, we are so white.
Man,
we are the whitest people. Guys, this is how I felt interviewing Migos the other day, okay?
Now live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Studios at Radio City with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
She wants to ride, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like...
So Chewy is trying to make a case for Tampa Bay. We just stole Mark Tauscher's tweet, you know, about when you stack them up fantasy-wise. QB.
I think we borrowed
running
it.
Back, well, running back.
I think there's a reason why Tausch went with Kansas City.
He didn't. He went with Green Bay.
No, I mean
head-to-head. And
right?
Is that because you think Tampa Bay is so much better than both?
Not so much better, but they're better.
Click better? Is that what it was? Click?
Yes. Well, we can run through it. You want to run through it?
Yes.
TB12?
Tom Brady, better than Rodgers?
No.
No. Leonard Fournette, better than Aaron Jones?
No.
Okay.
Off to a great start for
Ronald
Chewy's Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Jones the second.
With Giovanni Bernard, yes, Bernard, they are better.
Well, which
than,
one is it? You think Bernard is your guy?
I think the combination of
well,
the
it can't
two
be the combination. You got to pick one guy. That's how fantasy works. You can't go at all.
I wish you could.
And company.
Push. Ronald Jones is good Ronald until Jones he got hurt. Yeah.
Ronald Jones is very
better.
Again, I just don't think we know anything about A.J. Dillon. We just don't know.
But then I'm going to go Mike Evans, Godwin, Antonio Brown, and Scotty Miller. Yes, better than...
But that's not how
well, that's
it works.
My rules, my team, my rules.
Chewy was right. Holy Chewy was right.
Right?
His rules. I don't know. What do you want?
What are you doing back there?
His rules.
Losing control of your board. No.
I mean,
okay, let's just go head-to-head. Mike Evans versus Davante Adams.
Davante.
Okay, so far, what categories have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers won?
They have not. Second running back?
The next
maybe?
Four.
Okay.
Godwin, way better than their two.
Well,
Antonio
we don't even know who
Brown,
the two is.
Better than
no,
them. Scotty Miller.
MVS is
Gronk,
so far winning the poll.
A.J.
So he's the two.
Howard.
Well, no, so then go tight ends. Go Packers tight end is Tonyan. And their tight end is Rob Gronkowski.
And
Old
O.J.
Man
Howard.
Gronk, as Gabe called him last segment.
Well, you only get one tight end. I'm talking
oh,
depth
now
here.
You only get
okay?
one. In the wide receivers, you wanted everybody to come along, but now it's just the one. I don't think it stacks up.
Plus, Antonio Brown, like, I don't understand your obsession with Antonio Brown. Like, he's not Antonio Brown anymore.
Well, it's
like,
confirmation bias.
Fine.
He made you draft
yeah.
him first overall or with your first
ago,
pick
yeah.
a few years ago, and he's still trying to get him to produce.
Whose receiving core is better?
That's a different question, though. Like, we could have that conversation.
Well, I'm starting my own fantasy league here.
Where you just get six wide receivers.
Who has more weapons, Tampa Bay or Green Bay?
So, again, that's a very interesting question. Because Tampa Bay does.
Have then, more weapons.
But then why were the Packers leading team? Why did the Packers
correct.
Lead
the
league?
Here's what I think they have. Here's what I think they have. I think they have more proven depth.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
But my point is the gap on offense is not very big. And Green Bay may have the edge by a little. It's when you get to the defense, it's not even close. It's not even close. Right? Green Bay is
not
a top 10 defense. They're not.
Well, we don't know. Because your guy, Joe Barry Carroll, We just don't know what it's going to look like. You can't tell me that you're really getting a good gauge from what they did in the preseason.
Well, I'm getting a good gauge from what he did at his previous stops.
I can't argue with that. I can't argue with what he's done at his previous stops.
I mean, there's part of me, Jen, that is like...
terrified?
No, it's kind of like I kind of might want Petten back.
Wow.
Yeah.
But you haven't seen it yet. Why don't we wait till the first couple games
of
the season
what we're doing.
To make an evaluation on his competency?
But you're not telling me that the gap is not that big between the two defenses, are you?
No. What I'm saying is the Packers have enough playmakers to make it closer than you think. Like, if you go, like, this fantasy thing, which, you know, playmaker to playmaker by playmaker.
Yeah.
Like, the Packers have... Jair Alexander is better than any corner that Tampa Bay
has. Yes.
Z'Darrius Smith's the best pass rusher out of the bunch.
Yes. But Tampa Bay has the best linebackers in the league.
Oh, the
I don't even know who Green Bay's linebackers are. I have no idea.
Yeah, between Devin White and Lavonte David. Absolutely. Two very, very good inside linebackers.
Blake Martinez. Brian Noble. I have no idea. It doesn't mean they're bad. It's just I'm going based upon last
year. You're kind of implementing
that roster this year.
If you don't know who they are bad.
Jen, do you know the three linebackers for
Green
Bay?
What's safer? I don't. What's safer? If you haven't seen them, assuming they're bad or assuming they're great? Probably safer to assume they're
not
bad.
Yeah, so Devondre Campbell is like the one free agent the Packers picked up this year. He will start an inside linebacker along with Chris Barnes.
I mean, their front seven, Gabe, is Sue can still play.
Oh, yeah.
Vita Vetta, Golston, Pierre Paul. I know he's getting old.
Who?
But then you add Devin White and Shaq Barrett. Antonio Winfield is a great safety.
Yeah.
Right?
He's a very good safety.
And I'm not saying the gap is enormous. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying right now, week zero, yes.
I'm just saying with the playmakers that the Packers have defensively,
yes.
Like that unit should be better. No, I'm not saying. I'm not saying they're better than Tampa Bay. I'm saying they're better than what they have performed. I'm just saying better in terms of that unit feels like it should be better than it has been because they've got good players.
Let me ask you this, though. What is right now, today, 8:07 with 38 seconds? What is your opinion of Mike Petten?
I think he was scapegoated.
Do you think he's a good defensive coordinator?
I think he's a solid D coordinator.
Okay. Which makes you sleep pretty good at night, right? Not great, but sleep pretty good.
Well, do I think he's a top five defensive coordinator? No.
No.
I think he's fine.
Like, I think it's the fear of the unknown. It's just like everything I've heard I don't like.
Well,
I don't like Ben, but they'll break.
Well, because it seems like they panicked when they hired him, right?
Do you
like
they wanted to
get Jim Leonard?
Did they?
Jim Leonard turned him down, and they're like, "Oh no, what do we do?"
And then Quinn was gone, which he thought there was a good chance he may get.
Correct.
I mean, if we had Quinn right now,
you'd feel a lot better.
Yes.
Let me ask you a question about your bend but don't break philosophy. If you don't have one of the top offenses in the league, are you okay with a bend but don't break defense? Because it feels like that's part of the reason why you're so anti-bend but don't break. We talked about this on the show, but you're concerned that if you're a bend but don't break defense, that your defense is going to be out on the field more than your offense, and you want it to flip.
Correct. What do opposing defensive coordinators say when they're playing the Green Bay Packers? We have to keep
them
off the field. So why is our defense keep Aaron Rodgers off the field?
Can I be honest? We've been doing the show for about a year. I think this is one of his best points ever.
It's so good that I've marked it, and this is what I'm going to post online
later. It's
one
of his best points ever in the history of the show.
Yeah. I can't get that out of my head.
No, muy bueno.
You know what I mean? That was the best drop ever. I loved muy bueno.
That one's really good, too.
But you see what I'm saying? I can't get that out of my head.
I'm 100% there with you.
Yeah.
Because I think that they've got, between Darnell Savage and Jair Alexander, they've got some guys that can make some plays.
Yeah.
And if you're just like, okay, you got to play, keep them all in front of you, are you allowing those guys to go out and make plays?
Because the one thing that scares the crap out of you as a offensive coordinator are exotic blitz. Man, we did not see that coming. I didn't think they were going to send that guy, and all of a sudden, minus 13, it's third and whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Bend but don't break is what we had to play against. Once we figured out Tampa 2 and got Brett under control where we didn't have to score every 30 seconds, it was okay. Tampa Bay never beat us. They never beat us.
Yeah.
Right? They never beat us because we learned how to be patient. Dink, dunk, 6 yards is fine, 4 yards is fine, 12 yards is fine. You don't need 60 yards. And we beat them every time 21-7. We didn't score 45 points.
Yeah.
You know? We just gave what they, we took what they gave us.
A bend but don't break defense. How do you even define that? Is it like you're giving up 3 points instead of six? Is it like, because in this day and age, like field goal kickers are so good, guys. You put them at the 48, 47. I mean, like, what are we talking here?
Well, you're fine with three, but it's a time of possession thing, at least with what Chewy's talking about.
Yeah.
This is more about time of possession.
I'm even saying, like, well, how do you even define a team being successful? Is it, again, I understand what you're saying about time of possession. So, yeah, you chew up the clock on that side of the ball. But also, like, how do you define it from a points that you allow standpoint? You're allowing field goals instead of touchdowns. You're keeping them out of the end zone. Is that how you kind of say we were successful with a bend but don't break philosophy?
Yeah, so at the end of the year, I think you would take a look at the, you know, where do you rank in yards, and you might be, you know, higher or lower, I guess, in the rankings. You know, maybe you're 20th in yards allowed on the season, but you're 11th in points allowed. So that would be, you're giving up a lot of yards, you're just not giving up points.
Yeah. See, the first thing we'd always go to stats is third down conversion, you know? How was our third down conversion? Because that's how you keep drives going and going, and time of possession. You know?
Oh, and those two are hand in hand. You get a lot of third down conversions, you get a lot of TOP.
But I just know, Jen, how impatient this offense gets because they're so used to like bing, bang, boom, 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 bing, bing. You know? And when you get in, you get impatient.
Just give us another one.
Bing, bang, boom, boom, boom.
I'll have that ready tomorrow.
Bing, bang.
I tell you what, you know, we talk about the law of unintended consequences. You want to know what's going to tick Aaron Rodgers off more than anything else?
When he doesn't have the football?
Standing on the sideline. Standing on the sideline. You want to start watching his ire just grow and grow and grow and grow. And look, we don't know if that's going to be a reality. But if, in fact, bend but don't break is the philosophy of the defense, and if they are chewing up a ton of time of possession, forcing the opposing offenses to be on the field for very long times, it means that Aaron Rodgers isn't. And he is not going to like that one bit. Not at all. 800-990-3776. That's our ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line. We put a number of things on the poll this morning, but most recently, who is the Packers wide receiver to? Do you got Alan Lazard or you got MVS? Because these guys could make an argument. I think each of you said one of the other guys. Waiting to see what MVS can do. They're talking good about him in training camp and leading up to the season. Who knows? Let's see what you think. Wide receiver two, who is it? Vote for it on the ESPN Milwaukee Twitter poll. I owe my friend Joe over at Culligan Water of Waukesha a text back. He reached out to me yesterday asking how our water is, and I just got so busy I completely forgot to get back to him and tell him it is fantastic. You know why? Because we work with Culligan Water of Waukesha. Joe and his team are great. They are an absolute wealth of knowledge and super friendly. And when you don't get back to him in a timely fashion, they don't take it personally. He's not going to hold it against me. He's going to realize I'm super busy. But I love working with Culligan Water of Waukesha because whatever our water needs are, they can take care of it for us. When we went out of town a week or so ago, we needed a little bit of service to our water. And Joe was like, "You'll be out of town? No problem. I'll come in. I'll handle it. Take care of it. When you get home, it will be wonderful." And that can be your journey with Culligan Water of Waukesha as well. If you're curious to start that water journey, just go to their website, CulliganSafeWater.com. Culligan will test your water, determine the very best fit for you and your family. And I got to tell you guys, I am so thankful that I am a part of the Culligan Water family. If you want to join us, it's so simple. Head to the website, CulliganSafeWater.com, CulliganSafeWater.com. Tell Joe I'm going to text him back and that Jen sent you.
The top 8 at 8.
Name something that follows the word pork.
You pie.
Huh? One category.
Name something people take with them to the beach.
Turkey.
The top 8 answers.
The first thing you buy in a supermarket.
Turkey.
The top 8 at 8 on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
A food often stuffed.
Turkey.
The top 8 at 8, presented by Palo Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Name Popeye's favorite food.
chicken.
Oh my God.
Show me chicken.
Call Gina Della from Pella today at 855-PELLA-WI or visit them online at PellaWI.com/radio.
You guys are, you wish you could hear us in between.
Yeah, it's a good thing sometimes, though, that you can't.
But at some point, they told us they're going to put a camera in the new studio.
Oh, yeah,
and
that'll go over well.
We're going to have to be real careful about the conversations we have.
They're not going
to
be, never mind.
I mean, what's the over-under?
Actually, not
what's
be the audio, under-over? Is that what you're going to say?
What's the under-over? Well, I mean, they put a camera in the studio. We're going to get fired within, what, 2 weeks?
I don't know.
Gabe, do you and I have, are we safe regardless?
No, I don't think so.
Well, yeah, you're guilty by association.
What
what is this?
Safe?
I mean, you know, we're here all the time, so it's fine, right?
I thought he was going to say, you know, we're good people.
Well, I didn't want to outwardly
say. To do with anything.
I don't know. It's worked in the past. I don't know.
You feel like you're so valuable that they couldn't possibly
That's
move on from you?
Valuable is not the word I would use. More like a breathing body.
You're so available.
Yeah, I'm just here.
Imagine how nervous Ashton would be.
Would be.
With a camera?
If there was a camera.
Oh, for sure.
It's not going to go well for me.
Get rid of your refrigerator hat. That should be rule number one.
It's a great hat.
Refrigerator hat? What is that? Oh, well,
those are
magnets.
The magnets from the refrigerator.
So first of all.
Refrigerator, don't start with me.
Yeah, I was about to say. You're starting to say it like Jen. Get rid of your refrigerator hat.
That's what you should put on a pole.
Put
that
the
Pischetti
in the refrigerator. What do we got for top 8 at 8 today, Gabe?
All right, I'm going to give you guys an option. So I've got a list of 8 things. Jen and Chewy will guess back and forth. Once they both get it wrong, we'll open it up. 800-990-3776 for
football.
Our fans to guess. Okay, we're going to go college football then.
Wait, what was the other option?
Baseball.
Damn it.
But Chewy spoke.
Now, see, if the camera were over there, that would have been very bad for the camera.
All right, college football. Since the Badgers do start on Saturday, we haven't spent a lot of time talking about the Badgers, but I'm looking for the last 8 schools that Wisconsin has defeated in bowl games. The last 8 schools the University of Wisconsin has defeated in bowl games.
Defeated. That's tricky.
Is tough. Last year, there were no bowls.
That's not true.
Okay. Thanks for the hint. That worked. You can go first.
I have to go first?
8.
Oh, gosh.
I got one.
Okay.
I believe they beat Auburn.
They beat Auburn twice in this time frame.
Does that count for 2?
No, it does not.
Why?
Because it's one school.
It's never counted.
I know, but we're not going to have a lot of luck here.
They defeated Auburn.
Right. We're back in.
We? No.
They defeated Auburn in the Outback Bowl in 2014.
Yes.
And, this is key, Capital One Bowl in 2005.
Capital One Bowl. Okay, 2005.
So
Jen, you're
gives
up.
You an idea of how far back this might go.
Okay, so the problem is I can think of at least one team that has beat them in a bowl game.
Yes.
That
and that would
any
be
good.
Oregon.
Oregon.
Yes,
in the Rose
okay.
Bowl with Grr. Herbert.
Then it becomes a little bit harder. What's the latest this list goes back? Like, if you help me, like, when I was covering the Badgers, it would help if, like...
So the latest season on here... is 2000. Number
what?
8 is from 2000.
No. Is that because they've lost a lot of bowl games?
They've lost a lot of Rose Bowls.
Yeah. Particularly the years I was covering them in the at Fox 6. This is really hard.
I got another
Wait,
one.
What
I
years
believe...
were you at Fox 6?
Like 2003. I don't remember.
Okay. All right. Good talk.
Did they beat BC in the Pinstripe Bowl?
They beat somebody in the Pinstripe Bowl.
Who'd they beat in the Pinstripe Bowl? I remember that game.
Was that recent? That couldn't have been recent.
Yeah. Pinstripe Bowl was December 27th of 2018.
Oh, well.
Who did they beat? The Yankees.
They beat the same team in the Orange Bowl the year previous, December 30th, 2017.
This is going to be hard.
Gonna be. Welcome
I mean, for the callers.
Welcome to the program.
Too.
No, I think that people out there know the Badgers better than
think,
we do.
Yeah.
Orange Bowl. Who'd they play in the Orange Bowl?
Also beat this team in the 2009 Champs Bowl.
Where's the Orange Bowl played, Joey? I can't think.
Miami. They beat the U. That's
right. Oh, the University of Miami. Yeah. Number two on the list.
Is that who they played in the Pinstripe Bowl?
Keep up the great work.
Gabe,
that's all I got.
Yes, they beat Miami in the Pinstripe Bowl. They beat them in the Orange Bowl in the 2009 Champ Sports Bowl.
Okay.
That only counted for one, though.
That's one.
So we have two.
Correct. You have Miami and Auburn.
God, this is brutal. Why are we so bad at this?
Wow. They beat USC.
In the 2015 Holiday Bowl, they beat USC. Choose better.
Just so you know, I think we should start lining up callers.
Yeah.
800.
Thank you. 990-3776. 800-990-3776. The last eight teams the Badgers have beat in bowl games.
Chewy, you're back.
I got another one.
Can you give us a conference? Can you give us a?
I got one. Gabe.
Chewy's still on a roll.
TCU. Okay,
right. They lost to TCU.
Ah!
Outback Bowl, right?
I thought they beat them.
I remember.
They lost to TCU in the.
I definitely was covering the Badgers then.
Well, you're not bringing a lot of value.
I told you. I don't know. I don't remember.
Yeah, the fact that you guys didn't remember last year's bowl game.
Well, I remember what the bowl was. It was the Mayo Bowl, because remember the trophy?
It broke. And then Graham Mertz just put the bottle of mayo on top.
Exactly.
Where was that?
Where was the
Mayo Bowl?
It was at the Bank of America.
Oh, you know what
Stadium
it was? It was in Charlotte, which is where I'm going this weekend. Are we going to open it up to callers, or should we try to nail a couple more?
Chewy, are you out?
Yeah, I'm out.
Jen, you've been pretty useless.
Jen's been out since the segment started.
All right, Daryl in Milwaukee. Daryl, you're on 94.5 ESPN.
Hey, I want to say Cotton Bowl. I think it was like Western Michigan.
They beat Western Michigan in the Cotton Bowl. Attaboy, Daryl. That is number three on the list.
I think that was with P.J. Fleck, too, wasn't it?
It was with P.J.
Yeah,
Fleck.
That's what I thought.
Yep.
Do you have any more? Do you remember who they beat last year in the in the Duke's Mayo Bowl?
Oh, yeah, I remember that. That was Wake Forest.
That is number one on the list.
I would have never got that.
Oh, Daryl, rolling.
Daryl is rolling. We
got
rolling.
Number one, Wake Forest. Number two, Miami. Three, Western Michigan. Four, USC. Number five, Auburn. And that takes us all the way back to the middle 2000s. Do you know any more on this list?
Well, actually, I know at least couple more.
All right. Keep rolling.
All right. I don't remember what year, but I know they beat Arkansas.
In the Capital One Bowl in 2006. That
was
number six on the list.
Bielema or no?
No. So
was that Bielema? I don't think so.
No.
That Capital One Bowl was Barry.
Oh, it was. Okay.
Yep. And I know another one they beat. That's a while back. Colorado.
Colorado, yeah, they beat in the Alamo Bowl in 2002. It's number seven on the list.
Wait. Weren't there two Capital One Bowls? Were there back-to-back Capital One Bowls?
There were. They beat Auburn.
Uh-huh.
And then they beat Arkansas.
Well, so Barry would have been the Auburn win, but I think Bielema was the Arkansas win.
Sure.
yeah. How would you get?
Go
sure.
back to sleep, Jen.
Do you know the last bowl game on this list? The last eight teams that have been defeated by the Wisconsin Badgers in bowl games.
That would have been under Barry, and I remember then we were going to a lot of Rose Bowls and whatnot then, so I want to say like either UCLA or Stanford.
That was Drew Rosen?
I need an
UCLA.
Answer.
Yeah.
UCLA. So it wasn't the Rose Bowl, but UCLA is the correct answer because they beat them in the Sun Bowl in 2000. Daryl, you closed
nice
out
job.
The list.
Way to go, Daryl.
Attaboy, Daryl.
That was very impressive. Which is exactly what I would call our performance.
We? No.
Very impressive. We were on top of our game
what
today.
Is
Jen
the, what's
couldn't
the
even
last,
muster a single guess.
Not
what's
a single
the last
guess.
Rose
not
Bowl
one
they
single
won?
Guess.
The last Rose Bowl they won was Ron Dayne's senior year. The 1999
that's...
season, January 1st, 2000,
against?
Was the Rose Bowl against the Stanford Cardinals.
Was Tausch on that?
Tausch was on that team.
Wow, that's incredible. What about this Colorado Buffaloes? They played the Buffs in the Alamo Bowl?
Yep.
And Auburn Tigers, Arkansas Razorbacks, Miami Hurricanes. They beat the Hurricanes a
bunch.
Lot.
They've got three of them.
in bowl games. Wow, that was a very tough list. Now, they have had a lot of success recently. If you're wondering, their last 7 bowls, they've won 6 of them.
Oh, yeah.
Just their, how many Rose Bowls have they lost in a row? 3?
4.
4?
They lost 3 in a row under Bielema.
Wow.
And then they lost the Rose Bowl against Oregon. Again, the ones against Oregon have just been classics.
Yes.
Because the first time they played Oregon was 2011 when they had Russell Wilson. They had all those weapons. It was a high-scoring game. Wisconsin was trying to drive late and just ran out of time. And then they lost by a point to Oregon after the 2019 season.
Hmm. All right, with that being said, Packers fans want to win the season, right? Right?
I do.
Well,
yeah.
As a proud window partner of Titletown, Pella Windows can make it happen so you can win dough this season, too.
Oh, so good. Such a good line.
Was that good?
It's such a good line.
While competitors are saying wait till next year to replace your old windows and doors, you can upgrade to Pella with installation in as little as 8 weeks. Plus, the 555 is back. Get up to 5 years no interest, 5 months no first payment, and up to 5% same-day order savings, too. Set your free consultation today at PellaWI.com. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Gabe is already eating his feelings.
What are you talking about? I'm fine. What do you mean, Buck Lock? This doesn't bother me.
On 94.5 ESPN.
That was not our best work. Just wasn't. But if you've set if you have set the bar much higher than that, that's on you. That's on you, Ryan McGuanago, who says
Jen's
that it's pathetic.
Out.
He said it's pathetic that we don't know Badger sports because it's the only college in the state that matters.
Chewy, I think you did great.
Who thinks Ryan McGuanago is going to stop listening? Show of hands.
Let's see. He texts every single show. No, I think we're safe.
That's why we appreciate
Ryan
McGuanago.
Who's not from here and went to Boston College, getting 3 is pretty respectable.
I don't think he should be, you know, lashing out at us like that.
So you're going to lash out right back at him?
If nothing else, our ineptitude allows for the listeners like Daryl to get in here, show their stuff, win some stuff.
And run the table.
Jen, I will admit, we all have our shortcomings. We all have our deficiencies here. But I don't know why you are dragging myself, Ashton, and Chewy down with you in this particular instance.
I really couldn't remember any of the teams that
you covered
even say
half
a
of them.
School. She couldn't even say a school.
I remembered the trophy, though, from the Duke's Mayo Bowl. Give me some credit for that.
Hell of a job, college game day girl.
Well,
I ain't got none.
Hey, you want to talk about lashing out? Let's talk about some of these bowl games that the Badgers have been in recent years, okay? The Duke's Mayo Bowl, the Pinstripe Bowl, the Holiday Bowl. Okay?
Who's with me that mayo is disgusting, number
Everyone.
One?
No.
Everyone.
No. Mayo's disgusting. Not disgusting.
It's
mayo's
gross.
Not disgusting.
Putting this on a poll.
What do you put
disgusting.
Mayo on?
Sandwiches. You
Wait,
make sauces
what?
With it. You make coleslaw with
Hold
it, depending on the type of potatoes.
Hold up
Sorry.
Just a damn second.
No, the vinegar coleslaw is so much better than the mayo.
Agree 1,000,000%. A million percent agree.
What do you think is in that tuna that you get from your
ranch
sub?
Dressing.
No. No.
Have you ever had ranch dressing with the tuna?
I have.
It's very good.
But what do you like? It's not just straight tuna. It's like more of a tuna salad mix from these sub places that you're like cousin sub.
You know how Chew talks about how the consistency of avocados messes him up?
Yeah.
That's how I am with mayonnaise.
It's like pudding.
It's the same thing as
disgusting.
Like ketchup.
It's disgusting.
The viscosity of it is exactly the same.
As what?
Ketchup.
Ketchup.
No.
It's maybe a little
thicker.
No. Pudding
and,
is the perfect example.
And mayo is so bad for you.
That's true. I'll agree with that. Yeah, it's a fact.
It doesn't even taste good, though.
Yeah, it does. On a sandwich?
No, Miracle Whip tastes good.
Oh my God. What's the difference?
Now, it's still bad
for you.
What's
wrong with
freaking
people?
You've never had Miracle Whip?
No, but I thought that's mayo.
No.
No, that's mayonnaise.
It's different.
Miracle Whip's like a dressing. Sweeter. It's sweeter. You should try Miracle Whip.
No, you shouldn't. It's gross. That is
gross. It's disgusting.
But is it? It's made from the same stuff.
Yeah, but there's a little bit difference to it. They did a whole marketing campaign around about 20 years ago.
Didn't work?
I mean, I haven't seen a Miracle Whip ad.
I didn't know that
time.
They were different. I thought there was. I thought that was just a brand called Miracle Whip.
Cool Whip.
What ice? Whip cream. What?
Yeah, Cool Whip's also terrible.
Like the only thing I'll have mayo on and very very light is a BLT.
Yeah,
yeah, that's a good call.
That's
I can ride with that.
Okay, so here's the thing. You can't be telling me it's disgusting and it's the worst thing ever, and yet then still right. consume
okay.
the product.
Overrated.
That makes no sense.
Grossly overrated.
Yeah, but you eat disgusting stuff sometimes.
If I eat something, it's because I like it.
Exactly.
What about like horseradish?
I love horseradish.
Like a horseradish mustard?
No, like a horseradish. Like straight out of the jar. Barley, like no. horseradish.
Same consistency as
mayo. I used to grow it.
No, you're thinking of the cream. I'm
yeah.
talking about the
horseradish. You know what makes horseradish hot? Like, you know what makes it hot?
You're going to tell me? It's the root, though.
No, you know what makes it hot. How they get levels of hot to it.
He just told you.
No, you put horse crap on it.
I'm not hitting the button for
no,
that
there's
one.
No way.
Look it up.
Here.
There's look it
no
up.
Way that's accurate. You
look
don't put
up.
Poop on look. Something.
So
yes.
what, the more poop you put on it, the hotter it is?
Yep.
I mean, he's very convicted in this position.
Okay, so
stupid. I've grown horseradish before.
I can't remember what this was, Jen, when you were
like
gone.
Horse bleep.
But he said something very strongly, and like I just believed him because he had been on a hot streak. He was so right. And I just believed it, and he was the wrongest
Why
he's ever been.
Why aren't you looking it up?
I did look it up, you idiot. The hotness from horseradish comes from something I can't pronounce, a volatile compound that, when oxidized by air and saliva, generates the heat that some people claim clears out their sinuses.
Which is horse crap.
You are full of horse crap.
Why do you think it's called horse crap? Moving on.
I don't even know where to go with this. Did you put it on the poll about mayo?
Yeah. And
it's gross.
It's not
yes,
gross.
I put it
on the poll.
It. Tell me
but
what you put mayo
very,
on, Gabe.
Very
so
small
what do you put mayo on?
A sandwich.
It's like, you know what else is gross?
Like if
like
I go
what?
Home and make a turkey
like a
sandwich?
Ham and cheese?
Yeah.
You put
yeah, mayo.
On it.
Mustard?
Mustard.
Yeah, you could put yes. mayo. You could put mustard on it. For mayo.
Jen, have you ever had the chocolate cake from Portillo's?
Don't start with me. Ashton.
Jen,
do not do this.
Question.
Do not
answer
do this, Ashton. Don't do this, Ashton.
Answer the question.
Don't do it.
You have to answer the question.
My kids
don't do
love
it.
Answer the
do
question.
It.
Jen?
You know that I have.
What's the problem?
Okay,
it's got
what's
mayo
up?
In it.
What's it's got
up?
A lot of mayo in
they
it,
use
actually.
Mayo.
What's up with
what?
Jen
yep.
claiming things are gross? And disgusting, and then yet actually enjoying.
Did you miss
like
the
Tom
Jason
Cruise.
Wilde portion of our program this morning?
Like Tom Cruise, she's
yeah.
called him
number
gross
one.
And disgusting.
Number one, Tom
consumes
Cruise.
A lot of his movies. Now is telling us mayo is gross and disgusting. Turns out she's eating a lot of mayo.
There's doesn't this just track? Didn't
mayo?
We determine that Jen is gross and disgusting? Yeah, don't answer that. He already played the bell. Don't answer that.
I played it really quickly. I'm sorry. I played it too quickly.
Didn't even give you a chance to think about it.
Mayo and chocolate cake.
You know what else is disgusting is soda. Soda's gross.
It's bad
disgusting.
For you.
I can't remember the last time I had soda.
But I'll have a soda every now and then.
If soda, it, I mean, again, they use Coke to like get plankton off boats.
Get rust off cars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't
yeah.
want that inside me.
But go ahead and drink it. Drink
yeah.
it a lot.
Yeah.
I will say this though. The biggest dilemma I have in my life is when I go to a place where there's fountain drinks served and I have to choose between Cherry Coke and Dr. Pepper.
You don't have to choose.
What, you're going to mix them? You're going to mix them? Are you going to just blow
yes.
my mind here?
Yes, mix them. What are you talking about?
Why don't you just have lemonade?
Why don't you just have water?
Yeah, water works too.
Yes.
I'm just saying that if I have the option
yeah,
of
mix
the two,
them, Jen.
I don't know which direction to go.
Here, I'll
I
blow
sit
your
there
mind
and
even
I go
more.
Back and forth. I'm like, I really love a Cherry Coke, but Dr. Pepper is the goat.
You know what you should do is you have half Cherry Coke, half Sprite.
Half Cherry Coke, half Sprite. Isn't that a Shirley Temple?
I don't know.
I don't know what's in a Shirley Temple.
Really? I think it's just Sprite and grenadine.
What's grenadine?
It's that syrupy red stuff you see at the bars.
A Shirley Temple is a non-alcoholic mixed drink traditionally made with ginger ale and a splash of grenadine garnished with a maraschino cherry.
I always thought it was Sprite.
Modern Shirley Temple recipes may substitute lemon-lime soda or lemonade.
Thank you. I think you should put that on the poll.
What do they put?
Is
what,
a Shirley what? Temple with ginger ale or Sprite? I guarantee it'll be like 80% of the people say Sprite.
But what drinks are they putting grenadine in at a bar?
Like, what like anything that will call for like a simple syrup.
Okay.
You've never seen the grenadine bottle? It's just a big red syrup. And then they put a little splash of it into Sprite for kiddos. And a couple of those maraschino cherries, which, as we know on this show, are real cherries. Yeah,
you guys are getting crushed in this poll, by the way.
What poll?
Mayonnaise?
Is mayo disgusting? 72% of people say no. Just, you guys, so wrong.
72% of people say no?
So wrong.
No. No.
Up to 74 now.
Man, I've seen people. I've seen people eat French fries with mayonnaise, which makes my stomach turn.
In England, it's very popular to do that. Fish and chips. Obviously, the chips being fries, they eat it with just straight up mayo or mayo and vinegar.
Vinegar's very good with
vinegar and ketchup. Mix that together. Solid.
For me, this is risk reward. No, that's not right. For me, it's like, what's the benefit of eating mayo? And like,
tastes
the
good.
Fat content doesn't outweigh the taste. You know what I mean? Like, I'll eat that chocolate cake at Portillo's because it's delicious, okay? And I know there's mayo in it, and I still will indulge because it's worth it. But mayo by itself, like, even on a sandwich, it doesn't make it that much better.
Let me make it something perfectly clear. If you are eating mayo by itself, by the spoonful, that's disgusting.
Ugh.
You got some issues.
Yeah, I'm calling the cops on you.
Yeah, you are not a trustworthy human being. You should be put somewhere.
I understand using mayo like in moderation, right? Like if you're making some deviled eggs, right? You got to use a little mayo, a little mustard, a little paprika. That's how you do it. But mayo, just otherwise, it makes my stomach turn.
So, Ashton, why do they put the mayo in the chocolate cake as a binder?
It's for moistness. Yeah. I probably can't give my mom's secret away. She doesn't use mayo, though. I'll say that. Her cake, she does not use mayo, but she does have a secret to keep cakes, like, moist and fluffy.
Now, you know what? I heard they use, like, in banana breads and stuff like that, they get rid of all the crap, and they use...
More crap?
They used apple... What's the
sauce?
Crap you eat?
Applesauce?
Applesauce.
You like applesauce?
No.
Why so wait, who uses applesauce? They use it for cake?
Instead of putting the butter in the eggs and all that, they just substitute applesauce for all that.
That makes sense.
A little healthy.
Yeah,
vegan recipes, use applesauce as a binder.
I like it. I dig it. I'm okay with that.
But after your whole, horse crap thing, I was really starting to question where you were going.
He doesn't trust a word coming out of your mouth at this point. And the way you make horseradish hot is
it
you
is,
put poop
I'm
on
telling
it.
You.
It's the poop.
It's the horse crap.
It's the poop that really makes it hot.
Not a chance.
Hey, I'm telling
you. Who are you learning this from? Chernobyl corn?
He's one.
Why do we listen to anything he says? I don't understand it.
I can't even remember. What was it last week that I just bought whatever he said, hook, line, and sinker, and then he just was so wrong. Like people just started texting in like, no, Chewy has never been more wrong.
Well, speaking of wrong, Troy, Cheesehead Troy, weighing in on our ESPN Milwaukee Twitter account saying the fact that you called Dr. Pepper the GOAT couldn't be more wrong. No, Dr. Pepper's the GOAT.
No, it's not. It's Mr. Pibb is better.
Ooh.
But we're all in the same family here. I mean, you're saying Mr. Pibb, I'm saying Dr. Pepper. Dr. Pibb is...
Is that kind of like a Pepsi Diet Coke thing?
No.
Yeah, it is.
No, like from a flavor standpoint...
Where if you drink Pepsi, then you drink Diet Coke.
No, would you rather have a Pepsi or a Diet Coke? Diet Pepsi or Diet Coke?
Oh, Diet Coke is better than Diet Pepsi. Pepsi's better than Coke.
What?
Yeah, accurate.
Like Mr. Pibb is better than Dr. Pepper.
And if you say it with conviction... We believe it.
Yeah, 100%.
You just gotta sell it. Sell it, man.
I was more confused than anything. It was conviction.
Well, Chewy, this is not going to be confusing because you can get two free Packers tickets with any free home estimate with my friends at Window Select. Window Select is a proud partner of the Green Bay Packers. And all you need to do to get those two free Packer tickets is have Window Select out to your home for an estimate. You get two free Packer tickets. No more questions asked. And again, those estimates, they're free. Free home estimates. And that all comes on top of buy one window, get one free. No limit. No payments for an entire year. Window Select, a proud partner of the Green Bay Packers. Mention that you heard about the two free tickets from me, Gabe, right here on ESPN Wisconsin. That's right. Buy one window, get one free, no payments for a year. You get a free home estimate, and if you have them out to your house, that's right, two free Packer tickets. It is a limited supply, so it is a first-come, first-served type of offer. Call them to schedule that free home estimate, 262-703-3500, or simply go to their website at windowselect.com. That's right, Window Select, two free Packer tickets. All you need to do is have them come out to your house for a free estimate, windowselect.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
What about FDR? His name was Fred.
Was he really?
His name was Franklin.
That's not Fred.
That's not Fred.
What the hell game are you playing about?
Oh, yeah.
What are you doing?
On 94.5 ESPN.
Here we go.
To what a fantastic camp it was for Jordan Love. All excited to talk about that. Getting rave reviews from Brian Gutekunst.
Okay.
Cool.
I just was wondering if you guys thought that Jordan Love had a fantastic camp.
See anything. Was
that my cue to play the audio?
Games.
Yeah. So two preseason games. I thought he took some steps forward, but if he has to start a game for the Packers, it's not going to be good.
Are they bringing Binkirk back?
He's on the practice squad.
So they are bringing him back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting. Sorry. Nobody grabbed him, huh?
Nope. Hmm. The one team they thought might, Atlanta kept three quarterbacks on their roster, so they kind of felt really good about keeping Kirk.
And they took Rosen.
Squad. Yeah.
As their backup?
Yeah. I can't remember who their third quarterback is there, too.
Wow.
You know, every once in a while I get angry when other people have better ideas than us. Every day I get angry when other people have better ideas than us. We already stole the Mark Tauscher idea when he was asking about Green Bay versus Kansas City, player versus player, fantasy style. Chewy threw Tampa Bay out there. I think we all agree that that was not a contender. They're not as deep at the position by position. Look, Chewy's like, I didn't agree to that. I did not agree to that. I didn't agree.
I don't remember.
But I did see Mina Kimes post on Twitter yesterday that they did a podcast where, in light of the Bishop Sycamore situation, where they're basically a fake school, which BTW, they've come out now and been like defending their program. Kids have been saying the oldest one is 19, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, Mina Kimes and company put together their list of the very best fictional schools.
Oh yeah, that was on JJ's podcast, Old Man and the Three.
Yes, I was so disappointed that we didn't come up with that. That's something that we should have come up with. So I'm going to just throw it out there in the last few minutes of the show. Best fictional schools, okay? And some of the ones that they picked were like, you know, the school from Friday Night Lights, or the school from Van Wilder, or the school from the Magic School Bus. Do you know all of them? Holy moly.
All right, what about...
I don't know the Magic School Bus one.
What about Breakfast Club? You should know this. It was in Chicago.
Yeah, the Breakfast Club is a good one. I don't know if it's on their list. I had no idea. Hogwarts. Somebody drafted Hogwarts as
Hogwarts is first round pick.
Right? That is a first round pick. Best fictional school. Shermer was from Ferris Bueller, according to this list. What about the Jedi Academy? I don't know what that is.
I mean, a lot of those kids die at the end. It's not great.
Harbor High School from the OC. But I would also make an argument for Beverly Hills 90210, whatever that high school was. Probably Beverly Hills High.
What about Rudy?
What high school did he go to?
See, you should know all this stuff.
Well,
if they're all in Chicago.
That's a real high school. Joliet Catholic Academy is a real place.
See, he knew it.
That's not a fictional place.
It's a real place, is in my mind.
We just told you it was real. Rydell High from Greece. That's a good one.
How about I said Breakfast Club.
Yep, you did. You did. Bel Air Academy is one that Gabe threw out there.
The horse's name Friday.
Please do it one more time before the show ends. Throw out Breakfast Club. See if anybody notices. Boy Meets World.
John Adams High.
That's a good one.
I can't believe you. This is a crazy skill that you have.
I can name the random shows and random TV shows and movies.
Greatest high school football movie ever.
Varsity Blues.
Don't say the program.
All the Right Moves.
I don't know that movie.
I'm not familiar.
Who's in it? Is it Tom Cruise? If it's Tom Cruise.
Yeah, it is Tom Cruise, yeah.
All the Right Moves?
So it turns out Jen's actually seen it.
Ampipe Bulldogs.
Is that what they were?
Yes.
That's a terrible name. I said the high school from 10 Things I Hate About You High School, only because it's that like Seattle High School, or the one that's over out there in Washington that's right on the water. You know, it's where Heath Ledger's doing the song.
Yeah, I don't know the name of that one, though.
Isn't it in Seattle?
I think that's
where it's located, I'm pretty sure.
I think so. Bring It On High School? That was like in L.A., Then there was the Compton High School.
Do they have to be high schools? Can I pick a college?
No, fictional schools.
Atlanta A&T from Drumline, one of Nick Cannon's best films.
Yes, that was very good.
What was the program? NCDSU? LMNOP? Don't you remember? No one's seen the program, Gabe.
No, we have, but then you just like.
Yeah, but it's like five letters.
This is Eastern. Hilarious because you're trying so hard to like be a part of this conversation,
yeah.
And you're coming in with Breakfast Club and LMNOP
several times. Duke and the Lou weighing in saying Ridgemont High from Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Brett in Eau Claire weighing in saying West Beverly High is from 90210. That's right. They went to West Beverly.
Anyone take Bayside?
From Saved by the Bell. Yeah, that's a good one.
Would you want to go to that high school?
Where?
Well, see, listen, I thought about that on a lot of these. Like, I was thinking about the high school that the Mean Girls were at. Would I want to go to that high school? Probably not.
Stranger Things.
Yes. Where is that one? If you
that's
could pull
recent.
This. If you could pull the city in, I think it's Indiana.
It's Indiana.
It is. It's,
Oh, I know this.
It's
so,
the name of the,
Why can't I, I
just, you're going to get so mad when you think of it.
No, I'm going to think of it because I have purchased,
A t-shirt? A mug?
A sweatshirt for my fiance because she loves Stranger Things. And it says, whatever the name of the middle school's AV club, it's got like a cassette tape on it. It's an awesome sweatshirt. And now I'm blanking on.
Come on, Gabe.
The
you
name
got
of
this.
The high school.
You got 90 seconds to figure
Hold
it
on.
Out.
You got this. I know you got this.
I believe in you.
All right.
No, I really do believe in you because you've been so
Hopper.
Good. Hopper, yes.
That's just a character. I don't know if that's a good
help. It could be Hopper High School. Hopper High School.
Hopper High.
Ridgemont High. Where's Ridgemont High?
California.
Fast Times?
Yeah. Yeah. I just
High?
Made it up.
What was the one from Varsity Blues?
West Cannon.
Gabe, come on. We're running out of time.
I don't want your laugh.
Go back to Stranger Things. You're messing with your brain right now. Oh, you're playing the music. You're really amping up the...
Last year, you know the school from Accepted, which is good. The South Harmon Institute of Technology, which acronym, great.
Harrison University from Old School, absolutely.
I know the answer.
Ashton, do you know it?
I know the answer, yeah.
All right, see who gets it first. Give us the first letter.
H.
Hopper!
You already guessed Hopper.
A.
Sacred Heart Teaching Hospital from Scrubs.
A.
Eastern
W.
State University.
Hawthorne!
Close. You're very close.
K.
You're
Hawkins.
Very close.
Hawkins!
Yes, it's Hawkins!
Attaboy, Gabe. Gabe wins.
Such an idiot.
You're so bad at yourself. Thanks for listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I don't even like Varsity Blues.
Will D'Antouche is next on ESPN Milwaukee. I won't be here tomorrow, headed to College Game Day, but these chuckleheads will hopefully keep us on the air.
Substitute teacher, yeah.
Oh, get boy. Your Richard names ready.
What in the world am I going to come back to?
A show.